It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Please enjoy this rerun of one of my favorite episodes from last year.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with today's Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration from a book that's perfect for the new year, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Forgiveness Fix. We made this book because I've read tens of thousands of personal revealing stories from our writers during the 12 years I've been doing this job, and I've come to understand that forgiveness is essential to happiness. Why is forgiveness so important? It's because of the emotional weight we carry when we don't forgive. This may be the New Year's resolution that you're looking for. It works instantly and it's easy. You just have to decide to put the past in the past where it belongs and move forward without that anger and resentment that you've been taking everywhere with you. You also may want to use the new year as an impetus to apologize. If you've been thinking about it, maybe this is the time to just do it. Today's stories are about apologies and forgiveness and shedding all that emotional weight. In our first story, Allison Wilson Lee tells us about an incident that happened when she was only 14, but which continued to hang over her for years to come. It had been her 14th birthday, and her mom was taking her and several friends to the city to go shopping at a mall, eat pizza in the food court, and then catch a movie. Afterward, they would all return to her house for a slumber party. It was a typical teenage girl birthday party. All the friends Allison invited went to her school, except for one girl who they would pick up on the way to the mall. So everyone would ride the school bus home with Allison. But one girl, Nora, had been out of school that day. And neither she nor her mother had called to say whether or not she was still coming. Being 13 and 14, Allison's friends had turned this into a big dramatic thing and gotten her riled up. By the time Allison called Nora to find out what was going on, she was quite indignant. Nora explained very reasonably that she was sick, and then she started crying because Allison was so angry with her. Her mom called back after that and reprimanded Allison for hurting her daughter's feelings. So Allison decided to ignore Nora after that. She avoided her at school, and that was the end of their friendship. More than 20 years later, Allison got a friend suggestion from Facebook. Nora was on Facebook, and Facebook saw that they had been to the same schools and had many friends in common. So Allison reached out to Nora with a friend request, which she accepted. And now they were watching each other on Facebook. Allison says, "After a year or so of polite online interactions, I began to reflect on that ugly phone conversation I'd initiated with Nora all those years before. Now I regretted it deeply. I recognized how selfish, self-centered, and self-absorbed I'd been. How did I even think that she would have let me know at school? There were no cell phones back then. I didn't even give her a chance to tell me once I got home, and I didn't think about how disappointed she must have been or even ask how she was feeling." Allison wanted to apologize. She and Nora lived in different states now, so she couldn't do it in person. Instead, she composed a private Facebook message. And a few days later, Nora wrote back and said that she forgave Allison. After all, they were just kids back then. And finally, Allison was free. She apologized, she was forgiven, and she was free of the burden that she had carried for 20 plus years. Shannon Cribbs wrote another wonderful story for our forgiveness book about her mother-in-law, who was diagnosed with a terminal illness when she was only 57. This woman had always been very difficult, but now Shannon felt she had to take care of her in her final days. The family tried to find a nursing home for her, but the finances didn't work. Shannon's mother-in-law had too much money to get into one place, too little money for another, but she couldn't stay home alone, and Shannon didn't really want to move her whole family in with her mother-in-law while she was dying. They got lucky, and it turned out that their mother-in-law's best friend was available to help her. She put her life on hold and moved in with her friend. She spent weeks taking Deb back and forth to the doctors, helping her with in-home nurses' visits, bathing her, and so much more. Unfortunately, she couldn't stay long, so it was back to Shannon and her husband to make the decision they had been avoiding. Shannon really didn't like or love her mother-in-law, but she did love her husband, and she was willing to do whatever was necessary for his mother. So they moved in with Deb. Shannon and their four kids would be the caregivers. Shannon then tells us about the surprising events that transpired. She says, "Little did I know that in the weeks to come, I would get to witness a transformation. Deb began calling all those she had wronged and inviting them to come over. I would sit and listen as she expressed her sincere apologies for what she had done. She would ask for forgiveness in a way that was so heartfelt there wasn't a dry eye in the room. She told them she loved them and asked that they never forget how much they meant to her." Finally, the day came when Deb wanted to apologize directly to Shannon. She said she was so sorry for all she had done to her, and she was actually proud to have her as her son's wife. Shannon says, "At that moment, I fell in love with my mother-in-law. I no longer saw the past when I looked at her. Now I saw a beautiful woman full of love." I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Forgiveness Fix. We'll be sharing stories from the book in our daily newsletter as well. So if you want to have a free story delivered to your email inbox every day, go to chickensoup.com and click on the podcast button. You'll see a button to sign up for the newsletter, and you'll actually find a bunch of choices, including the daily story newsletter or our three weekly newsletters with stories about pets, busy moms, or fighting cancer. I'm sharing more than a dozen stories from our Forgiveness Fix book with you on the podcast, so keep listening. And you can also scroll back and listen to past episodes. I can't think of a better time than the new year to consider adding the power of forgiveness to your skill set. Come back for our next episode to hear two more stories from another inspirational book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Think Positive, Live Happy. I'll be talking about the life-changing benefits of doing volunteer work. As you would expect, the volunteers get even more out of it than the beneficiaries.